Peru became only the second country in the world to make their fishing boat data available to the public. The information will appear on the website of Global Fishing Watch, a non-profit organization. Indonesia was the first country to share its fishing data with the group. Officials from both countries announced their new policy at the United Nations Ocean Conference in New York City on Wednesday. Indonesia said its data is available now, while Peru promised to share its information in the near future. The data will appear on Global Fishing Watch's website. The website has a map that is a tool for environmentalists, journalists, governments, and citizens. Global Fishing Watch uses satellites and receivers to follow 60,000 commercial and private fishing boats around the world. This information appears on an interactive map. The organization hopes the information it provides will permit citizens to see how fisheries are managed. Global Fishing Watch's website says seafood suppliers can find information on the boats from which they buy seafood, and fishermen can show they are following the law. Jackie Savitz is the vice president of the Oceana Conservation Group. The organization is one of the partners of Global Fishing Watch. She told VOA that once fishing boats leave a port, it is difficult to know what the ships are doing. They may be fishing in protected parts of the sea or sailing into another country's waters. Savitz says she likes the strong leadership Peru and Indonesia have shown by permitting anyone to follow their fishing boats online. With more eyes on the ocean, there are fewer places for illegal fishers to hide, she said. Savitz says she hopes other countries will follow Indonesia and Peru by helping to provide the public with information. Similar actions by other governments would give environmentalists and buyers and sellers of seafood a clearer understanding of where their favorite seafood comes from. I'm John Russell.